Good evening. The 7 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunnang Sinamung. These are the top stories. The ongoing registration of voters on the electoral list in the East region will be evaluated tomorrow at the start of a two-day visit by the Director General of Elections at Elections Cameroon. As the dry season intensifies in Cameroon, there have been cries of intense heat along with consequences on the health of the population. Get the details of these in this newscast. An agreement outlining Cameroon's participation in the 2025 Hajj has been signed in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah. The Minister of Territorial Administration and President of the National Hajj Commission, Paul Atanganji, along with the Saudi Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Taufing bin Fozang Al Rabia, defined the modalities of the participation in the Muslim pilgrimage to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. Albert Njembonde is our special envoy to Jeddah. His report.
72 hours after receiving esteemed instructions from the head of state,
Thank you, Excellency.
This is Paul Atanganji in Jeddah, bearer of a message of fraternity from President Paul Biya to His Majesty Salman bin Abdulaziz, King of Saudi Arabia, custodian of the two holy mosques. Accompanied to the audience by His Excellency Iya Tijani, Cameroon's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, the Consular General to Jeddah Umar Shar, the President of the National Hajj Commission, also expresses the head of state's determination to ensure a dignifying Hajj, which enables pilgrims to fulfill one of the five pillars of Islam mandated to all Muslims who have the means. Minister Taufik bin Fozang Al Rabia and Paul Atanganji signed the agreement containing the prescriptions of the 2025 Hajj, in which conditions relating to visa modalities, insurance, transportation, and lodging are specified. The Saudi minister expresses his country's deep admiration for Cameroon's human resource as the two personalities recommit to ensure a dignifying and memorable Hajj in 2025, a Hajj already made special by the head of state's special financial disbursements to pilgrims and an ambulance for emergency health care. Albert Njembonde, Amin Bala, on special assignment, Jeddah.
And the audience is taking place on the sidelines of a major conference on the Hajj, bringing together key stakeholders in the following excerpt of Minister Paul Atanganji. He throws light on the significance of his meeting with the Saudi Minister of Hajj and Umrah, as well as the agreement that has been signed. It is selected for us by Albert Njembonde.
We extended the brotherly greetings from President Paul Biya to His Royal Majesty, the King of Saudi Arabia, and the Crown Prince. Then secondly, we did mention Hajj, which has been going on very well. He said that he's happy to meet us and that the Cameroonian delegation has been always very responsible. Most of the time, this document which was signed today was done by the ambassador who is present, but the minister wanted to grace the event by signing this document with me. You know, Hajj in Cameroon is something which touches the head of state personally, and President Paul Biya wants that the Hajj should be done properly. That is why he authorized us to come and attend this conference and to look into all the details so that by the time the pilgrims are coming, we must have put in place proper mechanisms to accompany them.
The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, interviewed by CRTV's Albert Njembonde. The Director General of Elections at ELECAM, Dr. Erike Suse, is in the East Region for a two-day working visit where he will tomorrow proceed with the laying of the foundation stone of the East Regional Delegation of Elections Cameroon. He will also evaluate the ongoing registration exercise on the electoral list in the East. Tala Elti completes that story from CRTV Betwa.
Dr. Eric Esuse, Director General of Elections at ELECAM, began his 2 days walking visit to the East with a stopover at the governor's office. After a closed-door discussion with Gregoire Vongo, he moved next door for another tête-à-tête with the SDO for Lom and Jerem, Dr. Simon Kwenty Doe, who promised his total support to ELECAM in the course of the ongoing voter registration exercise. His arrival in the East region comes at a time when his collaborators in this part of the country are combing this vast territory to register at least 35,000 new potential voters. During a meeting with his collaborators, it was revealed that 400 new potential voters have registered since the start of this activity on the 2nd of January this year. Dr. Eric Esuse's 2 days walking visit to the East ends this Tuesday with the laying of the foundation stone of the East Regional Delegation of Elections Cameroon at the Kansik neighborhood. Tala LT, CRTV News, Bedwa.
Relatedly, since the start of the revision exercise of the electoral registers for 2025, last January 2, the littoral region has registered over 2,466 new voters, according to the littoral ELECAM delegate Serge Boudon-Otia. These figures, recorded in just about 10 days, show the commitment of Cameroonians as they brace up for the presidential election later this year. Cynthia Etim reports.
As of Friday, January 10, 2025, figures from the 34 ELECAM communal branches of the littoral region show that Nkam Division has registered 44 new voters, Sanaga Maritime 117 new voters, the Mungo has seen its figures increased by 368 new voters, while the Vuri Division tops the chart with 1,937 new registers. According to ELECAM Littoral Regional Delegate Serge Boudon-Otia, who provided the statistics, these new voters got registered in just 8 days, that is, from January 2, when the electoral registration exercise was reopened. So far, a total of 1,337,992 voters have been registered in the region after the publication of the final list of registered voters of last December 30, 2024. The recent number of voters of over 2,446 plus the former figures thus amount to almost 1,340,500 voters to date in the littoral region. Strategies to encourage more potential voters, ELECAM officials say, is door-to-door sensitization. Added to this is the encouragement of more Cameroonians to get registered even with receipts of their national identity cards. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
The 7 p.m. news on CRTV Radio Network. We stay in the littoral region, where officials of public contracts and other civil servants within the CIMAC sub-region are meeting in Douala to draft texts of application that will guide two regulations adopted by the Council of Ministers in June 2025. This is in a two-week workshop that was opened in Douala today by the president of the CIMAC Commission, Baltazar Ngonga Ejo. Roslyn Fosa reports.
The drafting of the text of application is part of a process that kicked off in 2023. Concerned about the growth of the sub-region, members of the commission had to agree in June that year that regulations will be updated to suit the context of the economy situation. In June 2024, two regulations were therefore adopted by the Council of Ministers of the CEMAC region. Yet application texts are necessary to guide these regulations. This justifies the holding of this Douala workshop. Addressing participants at the launch of the two-week gathering, the president of the CEMAC Commission, His Excellency Baltazar Ngonga Ejo, reiterated that representatives from member countries will have to come up with application texts around the financial regulations and that on the public procurement procedures. As concerns the first regulation, the president says 8 points will be at the center of discussions, including agreeing on the nomenclature of the budget and account and drafting the administrative and management account. Regarding the public procurement procedures, His Excellency Baltazar Ngonga-Njo set emphasis, we believe, on the procedures manual, communication methods and modalities, amongst other points. After all the texts have been drafted and agreed upon, participants, including directors of public contracts of member states, will present the document to the Commission President. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
Over 400 young Cameroonians in the South region aspiring to integrate the ranks of the National Police Corps have already submitted their application files 1 week into the first phase of the recruitment process. At the South Regional Delegation for National Security hosting the registration center, necessary measures have been put in place to ensure that the exercise goes on hitch-free. Clarence, as he completes that story from CRTV South.
An exchange between a young applicant and a police officer in the enrollment hall at the South Regional Delegation of National Security. Many eligible Cameroonians have for the past week been eagerly submitting their application files for the police competitive examination, a demonstration of their enthusiasm and interest in serving their country.
I'm August. I came here for the provision of documents. As an inspector of police, I met the secretaries at the entrance of the police camp. They indicated me in various areas like in the judiciary where I could make the nationality, the medical booklets and all the like.
On hand are devoted police men and women assisting the aspirants at each step of this first stage consists mainly of the submission of files.
They received me very well. They identified all the documents. Everything was made perfect.
Officials at the South Regional Delegation of National Security affirm that the exercise is unfolding as instructed by hierarchy.
Wari Christian Gange, Superintendent of Police. I am the one responsible for the first workshop that receives documents from candidates. We are into the second week of this reception of documents. We have around 400 candidates that have registered. We have candidates going for cadets, constable, cadet inspectors, cadet assistant superintendent of police, and cadet superintendent of police.
The police competitive examination is a great opportunity for young Cameroonians to pursue a career in law enforcement. Many other young people are expected to deposit their files by the deadline slated for March 7. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Ablova.
We now go over to the far north region where vigilante groups in the localities of Kangaleri and Duble in Mayosava Division have received working tools and food supplies from the Operation Alpha of the Rapid Intervention Battalion. The gesture, according to the soldiers, is to recognize the important role played by the vigilante groups in the fight against insecurity in the zone, as well as reinforce the link between the defense forces and the local vigilante groups. Amos Enonyaket Agbo reports.
Some years back, it was difficult for the local population to gather in public for any ceremony due to sporadic attacks from the Boko Haram sect. But thanks to the professionalism of the defense forces in collaboration with local vigilante groups, calm and serenity now reigns with the local population going about their various activities unperturbed. To acknowledge the efforts and contributions of vigilante groups in the fight against insecurity in the Mayosava, the Operation Alpha of the Rapid Intervention Battalion inputted vigilante groups in Doble and Kangaleri with working tools as well as foodstuffs. To Major Ndamfai Nsangu Daniel, commander of the center zone of the Rapid Intervention Battalion, representing the commander of the Alpha Operation, they will keep on inputting the local vigilante groups considered as a very important component in the fight against insecurity. The local population saluted the initiative, promising a fruitful collaboration with the defense forces in the collective fight against insecurity. Shetty Mahamidu is the mayor of Mora.
The work hand in hand of the population with his army, and we want that this energy continue.
The food supplies will greatly help the local population whose farms were attacked by armed groups to hinder yields. Doble, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
And we stay in the far north region, where a delegation from the World Bank is currently sojourning to assess the devastating impacts of the 2024 floods on the region's dike and dam in the Mayo Danai division. They had a meeting today with the far north governor, Mijia Wabakari, who enjoined them to do their best to properly assess the damage infrastructure in view of lasting solutions. Henry Tato Ekambi tells us more.
The recent 2024 floods in the far north region have left devastating marks, particularly on the Logun Dike and the Magai Dam, crucial flood defense systems in the Mayo Danai division. These vital structures were breached in several places, prompting a World Bank delegation to visit the region and assess the damage. Thierry Davy is a senior water resources management specialist with the World Bank.
The idea is to find which type of solution can we find to rehabilitate, but also which type of maintenance will be needed in the future to avoid that such event will touch the population and the economic activities behind the dikes of the Logon and of the Magad.
The governor of the far north region, Mijia Wabakari, who had a tête-à-tête with the World Bank delegation, highlighted the urgent need for support to rebuild and restore the region's flood defences.
They have to bring the real situation. After this mission, we will have the real situation in order to enable the government to put men in disposal in order to secure people and their goods.
As the delegation evaluates the hydraulic infrastructures, hopes are high for lasting flood solutions in the future. Marwa, Henry Tatuikambi, CLTV.
On to more news, temperatures have dropped in the east region, causing cold mornings and evenings despite high temperatures during the day. Cough, cold and skin dryness are some of the impacts of this climate change, to which health experts recommend the wearing of face masks, among other measures, to curb the impacts. Bennett Akame-Ondua reports.
The climatic situation these past weeks in Betwa has become unfriendly and calls for a special dress code with the early morning harsh colds.
During this period, we experience very harsh cold early in the morning.
City dwellers have adapted some measures to protect themselves and their offsprings from the harsh climate.
I apply menthol on my kids and myself throughout the day to protect us from cold. In the morning, I dress up to cover my entire body because the cold is very harsh.
Consequently, individuals suffer from different diseases during this period.
We suffer from cough and cold. Cracked lips, dehydrated skins are some of the results of this climate.
Medics propose preventive measures to protect oneself, especially children who are mostly victims of such climatic conditions. Betwa, Beneta Kameondwa, CRTV.
Meanwhile, inhabitants of Kribi in the Ocean Division have complained about high temperatures and wondering how to address this situation, which affects their health and home management. While seeking ways to stay hydrated and healthy, many say they believe all will soon be well. Brunon Donwe Funwi spoke with some denizens of Kribi and filed in this report. Well, sorry, we're not going to have that report by Brunon Donwe Funwi, but subsequently in our news editions. And to foreign news, at least 24 people have died and dozens still missing from the Los Angeles blazes. According to authorities, more than 92,000 Los Angeles County residents are under evacuation, others and some 89,000 under evacuation warnings. Reports say the total area burnt by the Palisades, Eaton and Host fires is about 60 square miles, an area larger than Paris. Firefighters are in a critical stage of their almost week-long battle against deadly Los Angeles blazes. Until Sports, Colombe Sportif of Jan Lobo have consolidated their lead on the standings of the National First Division Football League in Cameroon after defending Bambatous of Mbuda 2-1 in one of the seven matches this Sunday. At the bottom of the league table, Young Sport Academy of Bamenda continued seeking after they were trashed 4-1 by Gazelle FA of Garoua. Ben Collins Nuberibo reports.
Their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium witnessed unprecedented drama this Sunday as it hosted two decisive matches. Canon Sportif of Yaoundé dropped to fourth place after being held to a 1-1 draw by Coton Sport of Garoua, while Colombe Sportif of the Dja and Lobo consolidated their lead by coming from behind to beat Bambatous of Mbuda 2-1. The defeat pushed the Mangwa boys closer to the relegation zone. It was another disappointing day for fans of Young Sports Academy of Bamenda as their team suffered a humiliating 4-1 defeat at the hands of Gazelle FA of Garoua, who now occupy the second place with 14 points. The Yellow Submarines from Bamenda, that are still to win a match this season, remain at the bottom of the classification table with just 2 points. Aigle Royal of the Mongo secured a crucial 1-0 win over Dinamo of Douala, pushing the Bon Banjo from the 4th to the 5th place. Victoria United of Limbe moved from the 4th to the 3rd position after defeating AS Fortuna 3-1. Astro of Douala beat Pante Sportif of Dende 2-1, while Fulf Azul Elite of Yaoundé played a 1-1 draw with Stade Renard of Milan. PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportif of Douala ended their match in a goalless draw, with both teams now having 8 points each. The Nasara Gamakai occupy the 11th position, while the Abaka boys sit 12th, just one spot away from relegation.
And that ends the 7 p.m. news. But before we go, here is what to remember. The ongoing registration of voters on the electoral list in the East region will be evaluated tomorrow at the start of a two-day visit by the Director General of Elections at Elections Cameroon. As the dry season intensifies in Cameroon, there have been cries of intense heat, along with consequences on the health of the populations. The 7 p.m. news was brought to you by Vanessa Wunang Sinamung. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to other programs on CRTV National Station.